Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This is... injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most each and every night of the week is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Now on Friday, Wayne is so kind, so generous to give up the first hour of the show. Actually, he's limbering up. He's getting loose, doing calisthenics behind the scenes, getting all loosey-goosey so he can come out swinging and deliver the truth in exactly 60 minutes to the entire country. That means me, Lee Elsie, gets that opportunity to warm you up each and every Friday, the first hour of the broadcast. I jump in the big seat and get a chance to do that. So Wayne will be here in about 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. Speaking of loosey-goosey, Chris was voted by Muscle and Fitness Magazine the most limber radio producer in the entire country. So congratulations goes out to our good pal, Chris. Once again, you can find out more about me at leeelci.com. That's leeelci.com. Check that out. All kinds of new and neat stuff up there. If you want to email me, I'll try to keep up with the pace the entire hour from across the entire country. You can do it at leeelciradio@gmail.com. Now, you may completely disagree with how I'm going to open up the show and my stance on that, and that's fine. But I think what the 20 members of the Freedom Caucus, 20 or so members, have done this entire week, standing up for something that they believe in, is 1,000% the right mindset that we need moving forward. Now, I'd mentioned this earlier today. I'll mention it again. When I listen to some of the talking heads or the upper echelon politicos either come on through their podcast or their radio show or their television show and chastise the members of the Freedom Caucus for gumming up the works, for slowing things down, for being an embarrassment to the Republican Party, I started shaking my fist at the radio. I was yelling and screaming at my TV last night because I think they're 100% wrong. Wrong in the sense that the ideas of the founding fathers were to have vigorous debates on policy and rules and making sure in the end you're doing things right. And I'm taking that leap of faith. I've been saying it all day. I'm taking the leap of faith that the 20 or so members of the Freedom Caucus are doing this for all the right reasons. I have to believe in that. I have to have some belief somewhere. I am, again, a pessimist by nature and am always thinking about the negative side of things. But in this case, I'm going to hope that these select few of elected officials do the right thing. And they're not just in it for themselves. That's my goal. And I'll stand by that. I don't understand why people would be upset with certain rules that we have been talking about. Either as a radio announcer or television personality, politician, we've been talking about these stagnant rules, these oppressive rules that are in place to help out the establishment. And at least from my perspective, it appears that these 20 are trying to break those chains that link the establishment together and make it, you know, a much more, let's say, swampy type of an activity to be part of the House of Representatives. So I will take it. And I've got to admit, I'm actually disappointed that a lot of Americans, in particular a lot of Republicans, think that this is some kind of a clown show. Like, this is embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. It would be embarrassing and same old, if they sat on their hands and did nothing and just rubber stamped the quote-unquote establishment choice. So we should be happy that this is happening. We should be happy that they've been fighting and politicking and trying to figure out a way to best represent the American people. I mean, shame on everybody for taking a different stance. I got to admit, I'm sorry. Whether you're a McCarthy fan or not, he has done things in the past that have upset at least 20 members of this Freedom Caucus. And they want rules in place to guard against that. And they want rules in place to change the way it is right now. And some of those rules, at least from this person's objective opinion, I consider myself incredibly objective in this case, I think there are rules that are leading us into a direction we want to be led in, to be honest with you. So for me, it's a bravo move. I think what they're doing is commendable, to say the least. So I am in favor of gumming up the works and mucking up the works and making it hard to legislate, because it's supposed to be hard. That was the original intent of our founding fathers. It's not supposed to be easy. Governing is supposed to be hard. We'll see what the end result is with all of this. Part two of my opening, I'd like to talk about our illustrious leader. Yes, his name is President Joe Biden. And President Joe Biden has had some form of political office for the past 47, 48, 49 years. He has been, yes, part of that swamp I just spoke of. And finally, he has risen to the top of the heap to be the commander-in-chief. The end-all, be-all, the power of freedom rolls through the veins and through the mouth and tongue and mind of the great Joe Biden. And from the beginning of his reign as president, he talked about bringing everybody together. And part of that togetherness, he welcomed other countries to send their migrants to us. Come on, our borders are open. Come, come one, come all. And they did. 5 million of them came. 5 million. 5 million people since President Joe Biden has been in office. 5 million illegals. And now he gives a speech, a racist speech. If Trump had given the same speech, every newspaper outlet in the entire country would call him a racist the next day. He said straight out, no Nicaraguans, we don't want you. No Haitians, we don't want you. Stay home. El Salvador, no thanks. Biden said that after letting 5 million in. And by the way, the flip side of that is they're still going to let 30,000 a month in illegally. This whole process is a sham, a joke. He's trying to placate the folks who are on edge. And there are a lot of people on edge right now in this country. When you look at the amount of illegals that have flooded, again, an invasion that have come across the southern border, an invasion have come across the southern border in the last 2 years. And now he's going to come out and say, oh, wait, well, hold on. We'll do something about that. When just last week, last month, last year, what'd they say? Border secure, nothing wrong, nothing to see here. He's a liar. He's been a liar for 47, 48, 49 years. He's a liar now. He's always been a liar. And he continues to lie. And he doesn't stop lying. And you should be ashamed of yourself if you support someone like him. Flat out. Arguably the worst president that we've ever had. So don't be fooled. I'm sure you're smarter than that. But please don't be fooled by this con man and the cronies that surround him. He's dirty. His son is dirty. His family's dirty. He's always been dirty. He's always been a liar. Oh, Biden's the good guy in Washington. Oh, he's harmless old Joe Biden. No, 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 no. Biden is sinister. He's devious. And every single time you see him out in public, every single time he opens his mouth, you see more and more of that. Now, I know it's a scripted scenario where none of these thoughts are his own anymore, but certainly the people that are pulling the strings behind the scenes are equally as diabolical as the commander-in-chief who sits in the Oval Office right now. And one final thought here, and I'll talk a little bit more about this as we move through the show, but I know Wayne talks, you know, quite often about vaccines and everything associated with that and the complete escalation, the without question escalation of deaths, particularly by young people who have gotten this vaccine. Case in point again, on Monday night, I mean, we don't know the entire scenario surrounding that, but man, it sure seems like it points in that same direction. And now they're telling us there's a new variant. They're calling it the Kraken. Yes, there's a brand new COVID-19 variant. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, they're calling it the Kraken. The Kraken was detected last November, and it's making its way around the planet right here. 40% apparently of the known COVID cases are that Kraken variant. Is it more lethal? Well, they're not saying that. Is it more transferable? They're not saying that. But they gave it a fancy name so that they would scare the hell out of you with it. So, yes, the Kraken is out there. So be careful of the Kraken. You don't want to get COVID. I've had it. Stinks. Knocked me out for about a week. Actually, knocked me out for about 3 days. I went to work. I worked from home. But I was really tired. I didn't have the Kraken variant, so who knows? I may have killed me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to minimize it. In all seriousness, it's not something to laugh at. It's a real thing. But again, it's just another example of your government trying to scare the hell out of you by creating an ominous name that will keep you inside and keep the mask on and all that goes along with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. It's always an honor and a pleasure to fill in for you here. I've got an entire hour of action for you coming at you fast and furious. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or a 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want. Physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver. Physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wainwright sent you. And get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne, of course, on Fridays takes the first hour off. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. Very special guest joining me here in the studio for a couple minutes, and I wanted to get his opinion. He ran for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District here in Connecticut, and, you know, you would consider him a policy wonk, so to speak, and his name is Mike France. And Mike is a regular on my show here in Connecticut all the time, and I wanted to get Mike's opinion about just sort of the idea of 20 people standing up against the rest of the Republicans to try to get something done in a general sense. What's your thoughts on some of that?
Well, thanks, Lee. I think the takeaway here is the process that they're trying to fix. And you listen to the nomination speeches for the other people who have run, Byron Donalds, Andy Biggs, et cetera, and you see the frustration in the process that they're not happy with, they're trying to fix, to get back to what everybody talks about is regular order. It's what I observed in 8 years in the state legislature of the committee process and the debate that allows the people to understand what's really going on in their house. And that has not been something that has happened for quite a while, and that's what they're really trying to fix. And so if they can get the rules of the House, similar to what I have experienced in Hartford of the rules of the state legislature and the House, that controls and constrains how business is conducted, and it's conducted in a much better way so that the people understand what their elected representatives are actually doing. And you get rid of these omnibus bills that just spend money willy-nilly, and you have different issues being brought together that shouldn't be. And I think that's one of the things that they're fighting for, and I'm hopeful that they get that done. It sounds right. Like they're making progress towards that.
And there's been a lot of talk. I mean, there's been a lot of Republicans actually have already come out now. It's gone, you know, this long. It has gone that long. And, you know, they've been saying, well, this is just an embarrassment. I don't see it that way. I mean, I don't know how you see it. Maybe you think that there is some, you know, personal agenda that's happening behind the scenes. I wouldn't know that. Maybe you don't know that. I probably either. But, I mean, I think in the general sense of things, standing up for some things that you want to get done, I don't think that's gumming it up. I don't think that's embarrassing at all.
No, I think that the reason is it's unusual. People, we don't know our history as well as we should. This was not an unusual occurrence in the first 100 years of our existence as a country. And so when you look at it, just because this hasn't happened in 100 years does not mean it's wrong or, as people are characterizing, embarrassment. I do believe that, you know, some of the rhetoric is hypercharged, which it does get in some of these cases, and is not helpful to the conversation. But from the reports that are being made, it is hopeful, because there are people that are still sitting down with Kevin McCarthy to try and get to yes. And it seems to be mostly focused on the process and how the House will operate to serve the people of this country. And I think that is a positive. Some of the other rhetoric may not be as helpful as it could be. But if in the end of the day, they constrain the process to being more representative of what the people need and having them be able to see what's going on instead of finding out after the fact, the whole proverbial,
right,
you know, Nancy Pelosi, we got to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Exactly.
No, we should know what's in the bill and have a debate of what's in that bill during the process before the vote and not finding out after the fact what was in it.
Yeah, that's simple common sense.
Correct.
100%. So, Mike, I know, I'm sure there's a lot going on in your world, but if folks wanted to learn more about you across the entire country, all these USA Radio network stations across the country from one sea to another, where would they go to find out more about you?
Yeah, the website is votemikefrance.com. It's a carryover from my past campaign as we're looking at what's next, but that is where they can find out about me and how to reach out to me, and I would love to have a conversation with anybody who has an interest.
All right, Mike, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. Once again, Mike France, who ran for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District, and who knows, maybe he'll run again in 2024. We'll find out, but you can go to his website and see for yourself. All right, we got to take a quick break. Once again, stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden is marking the 2-year anniversary of the Capitol riot by awarding a special medal.
We honor a remarkable group of Americans who embodied the best before, during, and after January the 6th.
2021.
The Presidential Citizens Medal was given to those who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election, defended the Capitol, and election workers. A small group of conservatives is once again keeping Kevin McCarthy from becoming Speaker of the House. Enough of them voted against the Californian on the 13th ballot to deny him the gavel. However, their ranks have grown smaller. The House is adjourning until 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. An adult is injured after a shooting at a school in southeastern Virginia. It happened at Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News. Police said no students were injured, and it's no longer an active shooter situation. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. And on Fridays, Wayne takes the first hour to sort of psych himself up, and he allows yours truly, me, Lee Elsie, to hang out with you for that first hour. So we're halfway through that, and my next guest is one of my favorite guests, one of my regular guests on my morning show here in Connecticut. He is a former congressman and a former CIA agent, also a Vietnam veteran. His name is Rob Simmons. And Rob is going to give us the skinny on exactly what it takes to become Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. Go. Now, let's talk, first of all, a little bit of background on the Speaker of the House.
History. Come on.
Have we always had under the Constitution?
My guess is yes.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
We always have. Has any Speaker of the House come from Connecticut?
One.
His name was Trumbull. Now, the Speaker originally, the original Speaker, was supposed to be kind of nonpartisan.
Mm.
It didn't matter which party he came from. He was supposed to be kind of nonpartisan and kind of administer the rules,
right,
but not as a partisan. However, over the years, and especially at the turn of the last century, Joe Cannon, after whom they named the Cannon Building, used the Rules Committee to centralize the power of the speakership. The Rules Committee,
okay,
which sets the rules for the House.
You got that?
The order of the House.
Here.
And I have a copy of the House Rules and Manual with my name on it.
When I
went to Congress, they gave me this thing. Now, it's about 1,350 pages long.
Okay.
And some of the print is very small.
Yeah, you need a microscope.
And of course, you know, I've read every word of it.
I know you have.
I haven't, but I've read a lot of it. But those are the rules.
Right.
And the Rules Committee used to be a less powerful committee than it became under Speaker Cannon. Speaker Cannon essentially centralized power in the Speaker's office using a set of rules and a strengthened rules committee. And so what we've really had for the last century is a consolidated, powerful speakership where the Speaker gets to run the show. Nowhere is that more evident than with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
If you didn't accommodate Nancy Pelosi, you were dog doo-doo.
Right.
You got nothing.
Okay.
You got nothing. But let me ask you this, Lee, from the standpoint of history, has there ever been a fight over the Speaker being elected before?
Yes.
When was it?
100 years ago.
1923.
Yeah.
The first one of those debates was in 1793, 1795, then 99, 1801, 1805, 07, 09, 11, 1819, 1821, 1821, 23, 25, 27, 33, 35, 39, 41, 47, 49, 49, 51, 55, 57, 59, 61.
Mm.
I read the dates of those debates over the speakership. That's almost every one.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them.
It's a lot of them.
Why?
Slavery.
Slavery. The country was engaged in basically a 50-year debate over slavery.
Okay.
So the Southerners wanted a Southern speaker or a Northern speaker who would accommodate the Southerners, and the Northerners wanted a Northern speaker or a Southerner who would accommodate the North, and it resulted in these fights.
Okay.
Now, what is unique now about the current debate with McCarthy? America's divided.
Well, yeah, sure.
Is that not true?
Of course it is.
Democrats want an open border.
Yeah.
Not secure. Republicans
right.
don't.
Right.
Democrats want to defund the police. Republicans don't.
Right.
Democrats want a budget through the omnibus and continuing resolution process. They don't want regular order.
Right.
We have not had a regular budget for God knows how long. They don't want regular order because they want the Speaker of the House and the leadership to set the tune and everybody dances to it.
Right.
And if you're a demo commie, that's just fine. You're into having centralized, all-powerful government, just like Xi Jinping over in China,
right,
and just like Vladimir over in Russia, and like the Castro boys or the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or Rocket Man up in North Korea. They admire these people. That's why Bernie Sanders went for his honeymoon to Cuba, and somebody else, one of the other these clowns, went to Russia for their honeymoon. They admire communism. They admire the centralized power. They admire telling people how to think and what to do. That they admire that.
Yeah.
Who does not like that in Washington, D.C. right now?
Who doesn't like that?
Who doesn't like that centralized, all-powerful, single-party, communist-style government?
Well, Republicans.
Yeah, and who else?
Republicans.
And who in the Republican Party?
The conservatives.
Yeah.
The Freedom Caucus.
The Freedom Caucus.
Yeah.
They want freedom.
Sure.
Just like the Voice of Freedom wants freedom.
Of course.
They want more freedom.
Right.
And so what is their major complaint about Kevin McCarthy?
Some of the rules.
The rules.
Yeah.
And what do the rules say? The rules in the House are so different from the Senate. They're very different. There's a reason for that. You don't have unlimited debate in the House. Why do you not have unlimited debate in the House?
Too many legislators.
The Senate has 100. You got it.
Okay.
You're smart. You know, common sense.
Yeah.
The Senate has 100 people. The House has 435.
Right.
You can't have unlimited debate.
Right.
You could be going day and night. The yappers would never shut up. Okay.
Yep.
So you can't have unlimited debate. So how do you deal with debate? You have a rules committee. When the committee reports something out, it goes on the calendar, but it doesn't go to the floor. You have to get the rules committee to cut a rule. And a rule is basically a piece of paper that tells you how long the debate's going to be, evenly divided between the two parties, what amendments are going to be in order, how long you can debate an amendment before you have to vote on it, and all of these little details. Okay? Now, in the old days, after the Civil War with Jim Crow in the South, the Rules Committee was very powerful because they would not pass a rule on civil rights. They would not pass a rule on education in the South,
right,
which said separate but equal is not constitutional. And so you had Southern people from the southern part of the United States, like Rayburn from Texas,
right,
who rammed and jammed and would not allow debate on the floor of the House with regard to civil rights and with regard to equal education, where black kids went to white schools. So the Rules Committee is all powerful. And what the Freedom Caucus is saying is, we want changes in this Rules Committee. We want to open it up. We want more members of the Freedom Caucus to be on the Rules Committee. We want to get back to the regular order. We want to be able to take up legislation on things like term limits. We want to term limit people. Well,
right,
most of the American people want term limits.
Sure.
And then you get these Neanderthals like Pelosi and her gang who've been there for 40, 50, or 60 years. It's ridiculous.
Sure it is.
So their complaints are legitimate complaints. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's good. The Democrats won't do it because they don't want diversity of opinion. When they want diversity, it's skin color,
right,
sexual orientation. Yeah, that's diversity.
Right.
But when it comes to diversity of thought,
no.
Liberal, moderate, conservative, Marxist, Leninist, capitalist, they don't want to hear about it.
Right.
They've already decided on that. And so one of the interesting things that has come out of this debate, which I think is really important, is one of the members of Congress, Congressman Roy, Chip Roy from Texas, who's been part of the Freedom Caucus. He said, we've had more discussions in the last 2 days as a body sitting here than we've done in frickin' 4 years. Now, what do I expect of a legislative body like the House of Representatives? Do I expect them to be governing like a governor or like the president?
No.
No, I don't. But I do expect them to be debating on issues like the rules, on what the power of the speaker should be, how members of the body can bring issues forward, whether members of the body are allowed to speak or make an amendment from the floor, and under what conditions, whether the minority on committee has certain rights. This is all part and parcel of what these people are charged to do.
Right.
And the Democrats think it's really great that over the last 5, 6, 8, or 10 years with Biden and with Obama, that essentially they've been able to shut freedom out. They've been able to shut freedom out.
Right.
And the members of the Freedom Caucus are essentially saying, this may be our last chance to change the rules, to change the outcome, because you cannot change the outcome of the Congress unless you change two things: the people, which they were unable to do with the red wave, although they got the majority, or the system.
Right.
Well, maybe they can't change the whole swamp in Washington, D.C., but I'll tell you one thing they should be able to change is the House rules. They're members of the House. They should be able to change the House rules. They should be able to make some progress there, and they have.
Right.
They have, and that's what's taking place. And these discussions are critically important.
He is without question one of the all-time great guests, and I am lucky to get him each and every week on my morning show here in Connecticut. His name is Rob Simmons. We call him the Colonel, former congressman, and former operative with the CIA. We're out of time, Rob. We got to run. We'll come back, everybody. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, OxyPowder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. OxyPowder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. OxyPowder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's emergency immune strengthening guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Before I run out of time, turn it over to Wayne. He'll be here in just a mere matter of minutes. More than 270 sudden cardiac deaths in the U.S., U.S. athletes after vaccination. That according to the Epoch Times, that according to a peer-reviewed study. I'll say it again, 279 athletes and former athletes in the United States have died from cardiac arrest after taking COVID-19's vaccines, according to data from a recent peer-reviewed study. From 2021 to 2022, at least 1,616 cardiac arrests have been globally documented in vaccinated athletes, with 1,114 of those being fatal. The global data also showed that between 2021 and 2022, former and current American athletes made up 279 of the mortalities. Athletes have a lower chance of cardiac arrest and sudden cardiac death as compared to non-athletes because they're obviously in shape. A 2016 U.S. study calculated non-athletes compared to athletes have a 29 times higher chance of sudden cardiac death. If that's true, right, if it's 29 times, you'd have to make the assumption that 29 times more people have dropped dead who have gotten the COVID vaccine who are not high-level elite athletes, which means that of the 1,616 cardiac arrests globally, you can multiply that out by 29 and come up with somewhere close to 50,000 non-athletes who have dropped dead, minimum, as a result of the COVID vaccine. Finally, people are beginning to pay attention to this. Finally. A European study that tracks sudden cardiac deaths in European athletes over 38 years, from 1966 to 2004, the study reported 1,101 sudden cardiac deaths over that interval, which comes out to about 29 deaths per year. The data from 2021 and 2022 shows, again, almost 1,600 athletes suffered cardiac arrests, and over 1,100 of them had a deadly outcome. This is no longer hyperbole. This is no longer conjecture. This is no longer a conspiracy theory of a bunch of crazed right-wing lunatics, supposedly. I mean, Wayne has been talking about this for 2 years, and he's right. The data is beginning to show that he is right. And folks who have been screaming the sky is falling are right. We see the reports of public figures, athletes, one after another, dying suddenly with no explanation. It's incumbent upon the families, the medical staff, the doctors, and the reporters to disclose the vaccine status. Now, most, in particular, most of the American athletes have to get a shot. I'm making that assumption that the European athletes are probably very similar to that. And one final thought on this. Folks are saying that COVID itself, you get it. It increases your chances for pericarditis or myocarditis. A study published in April of 2022 found that increases in both myocarditis and pericarditis are statistically insignificant among unvaccinated individuals after a COVID infection. The researchers evaluated 197,000 unvaccinated patients, and there were 9 and 11 cases of myocarditis and pericarditis, respectively, 20 cases total, of people who did not get the vaccine, who wound up getting COVID and having an issue with their heart. 20 out of nearly 200,000. And I'm just giving you numbers of folks who do get the vaccine and the numbers of those folks getting some kind of heart condition are astronomical in comparison. The information now is flowing a little bit more freely, and we're able to recognize these horrible statistics for what they actually are. Horrible. Terrible, terrible examples of medicine run amok. So, I don't know what to tell you if you've gotten yours, meaning your shots. I don't know what to tell you with that. I'm concerned for you. I really am. I think we're going to find out more here, and I hope more in the upcoming months, weeks, months for sure. And we'll see, you know, what ends up happening. We don't even know if this Monday Night Football issue was another case of this on the grand stage. Maybe it was. We'll find out, I guess. If, in fact, they tell us the truth on this, which, again, I don't have a lot of confidence in nowadays, at least anymore. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's always an honor to hang out with you. Wayne Allen Root is in the building, so he is up after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Please go to LeeElsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com and check that out. Some cool stuff as we're beginning to actually utilize that website after all these years. So we appreciate all of that. And again, I'll be back at you next Friday. But Wayne is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.